Welcome to Rambam Line, a project of Sichas in English. Second Perek of the Halachas of Yom Kippur. And the Rambam begins as follows. Halacha Aleph, the first Halacha. Ha'echol b'yom ha'kippurim, ma'echolim aruim lechol li'odom, kakriseves agasa. If one eats on Yom Kippur of foods which are fit for human consumption, the size of a large date, shehi pachos mikabei kemat, which is a little bit smaller than an egg, is a razor chayiv, he is liable. The kol ha'echolim mitstarfim l'shir zeh. And all types of food may be combined together to make up this minimum amount. V'chein, and likewise, ha'shoisim mashkin haruyim l'shtiyas ha'adam, kimloi lugma. If one drinks of liquids which is fit for human consumption, the amount of a mouthful, shel shoisim, of the person that is drinking it, kol echad de echad lifli lugma, every person according to the size of his mouth, is chayiv, is liable. Nad rama meis v'chama meloi lugma. How much is a mouthful? Kedei shesalke mitzad echad v'yiroe meloi lugma. It does not mean a whole mouthful, but it means the amount which, if would be placed to one side of the mouth, will look like a mouthful. V'shirzeh be'odim benini. And this measurement in regards to an average person is pachas mirvius, is less than a fourth of a lug. V'chol ha'mashkin mitztarfim l'shirzeh. And all types of liquids can be combined for this measurement. V'achila u'shtiyah mitztarfim l'shir echad. And food and drink do not combine to make up one minimum measurement. Halacha Beis, the second halacha. Echad oichol acholim amutarim v'sheochol dvarim asurim. It does not make any difference if one ate food which is permitted or if one ate food which is not permitted. Kigoin pigol v'noisar. For example, the flesh of a sacrifice that has either become refuse or remnant, the tevel, and produce which has not been sighted, umvelis, and carrion, utreifis, and the flesh of an organically defective animal or bird, the chalet, or forbidden fat, oidam, or blood, is hoil, the ochal, acholim aruim liyodam, areze chayv karis mishum oichu biyam kippur. He's liable to the penalty of karis for eating on Yom Kippur, being that he has eaten food that was fit for human consumption. If one eats or if one drinks less than this minimum amount, then he is not liable to the penalty of curse. For although, according to scriptural law, one is even forbidden to eat even half the minimum amount, is ein chayavim karis elo al kishir. However, he is not liable to karis only if he would eat the full amount. Ve'aichol ha'sheisei chati shir, and if one eats or drinks half the minimum quantity, makim oisei makas mad, he is liable to a disciplinary flogging. Halacha Dalet, the fourth halacha. Ochal miyat v'chozev v'yochal. If one eats a little bit at a time, is in yesh mitchilas achila shayna at soif achila chayna kedei achila shalosh beim. So the rule is as follows in this case: if from the beginning of the first bite to the end of the last bite there has passed no more than enough time to eat three eggs, Harei elu mitztarfes l'kashir, all the morsels combine to make up that minimum quantity v'im lav, and otherwise ei mitztarfes l'kashir, they do not combine to make up a minimum quantity. Shosa miyat v'chozev v'shosa, if one drinks a little bit at a time. So the rule is as follows: im yesh mitchila shtiyah rishayna atzayv shtiyah achrayna kedei shtiyas reviyas, if from the beginning that the person took the first sip to the end of the last sip, that has passed no more than enough time to drink a quarter of a log, mitzatzim l'shir, we combine all the sips to make up the minimum amount. V'im lav, and if this was not the case, ein mitzatzim, they did not combine. Halacha hei, the fifth halacha, ocholim she'en ruim l'machal adam. If he ate food which was unfit for human consumption, going for example, asavim amarim, bitter plants, oisrafim aburushim, or evil taste in resin, or oisheshosam maskim shenim ruim lishtia, or he drank liquids that were unfit to drink, going for example, tzir, brine, or murias, or fish brine, the chaymitzchai, or undiluted vinegar, afilu ocha vishosam heim arba, even if he ate or he drank a large quantity, he's not liable to the penalty of karas. He's liable, however, to a disciplinary flogging. Halacha of the sixth halacha, he drank diluted vinegar. Chayiv, he's liable. Akaisis, pipulim, if somebody chews pepper, vizangvil, yavesh, and dried ginger, v'kietzbehem, and the like, is pater, he's not liable. However, if he ate fresh ginger, chayiv, he is liable. Ochal alei kfanim, if one eat vine leaves, pater, he's not liable. Lilavei kfanim, chayiv. However, if he eats the vine shoots, he is liable. V'heilohem lilavei kfanim. And what do we mean by vine shoots? It are those type of shoots which sprout in the land of Israel between New Year and Yom Kippur. If they grow more than this amount of time, they're considered like wood, and we are not liable. And the same applies to all similar cases. Halacha Zayin, the seventh halacha. Ochal tzaliv v'melach, if one eats a roast with salt, mitzar v'melach labas, then we combine the salt and the roast for one amount. Siyashah gabi yerek, brine, which is on a vegetable, mitzar, does combine to make up a minimum amount. Mepnei, shemachshir ha'eichol, amuravim ma'eichol, ka'eichol hem chashuvim. For ingredients that are used to prepare food for eating, if they are mixed with the food, are themselves regarded as food in this case. Ayosaveya mechila gasa she'ochal achikot minzayne. If one has eaten so much food on the eve of Yom Kippur that he is literally sick of eating, the ochal yeser al savay, then he ate more food, his pater, he's not liable. Kemi she'ochal acholim she'ein marim lachili. It is as though as he ate food which was unfit for human consumption. She'afafi she'zeh meichel ayeser. Even though the food that he eats now is fit for one that is hungry, however, it is not fit for one that is satisfied as him. A person that is dangerously ill, that has to be fed on Yom Kippur, even though that expert physicians say that he does not require to be fed, machilim oisay api atzmai, nevertheless we do give him to eat, achiyoy medayah, until he says that I have had enough. Omar achayla, the patient said, ein tzarech, I do not need any food, zareifa oimet tzarech, and the physician says that this patient is in need of food, is machilim oisay api, then we do give him to eat on the word of the physician. Vahu, and this is in such a case a year, Raifa Baki, that this is an expert physician. Raifa Echad Oimer, one physician says tzarech, that the patient does need to eat. Echad Oimer, and another physician says en tzarech, he does not need to eat. So the law is Machilim Oisei, we do require that he should be given food to eat on Yom Kippur. Mikta Saraifim Maimrim tzarech. Some of the physicians say that the patient does need to eat, and part of the physicians Einatzarach, say that the patient does not need to be fed, is the law is Oyochim Achar Roiv, Oy Achar Bekim, that we either go according to the majority or according to those that are more expert. And this is in such a situation that the patient does not say that I am in need of food. However, if the patient says that he needs food, is machil maisan. He should be fed. Halacha test, the ninth halacha. Ubara shehiricha. If a pregnant woman that had smelled food and she conceives a craving for that food, we should whisper in her ear that today is Yom Kippur. If by mentioning this fact her mind was calm, then it is well and good. And if it is not, she should be given food to eat until we satisfy her craving. And likewise, if one is seized with an extreme craving for food, we feed him until his eyes brighten. He should be given food at once, even if the only food available right away is carrion or the forbidden meat. And he should not be made to wait until permitted food would be found. Halachi, the tenth halacha, cotton, a minor, ben teish shanim, uben es shanim, 9 or 10 years old, mechanchin moisei l'shoz, should be trained to fast for some hours. Ketzer, how is this done? Hoye ragel lechol b'shtei shoz b'yoyim, if he was accustomed to eat 2 hours into the day, machil moisei b'shoz, we serve his meal in 3 hours into the day. Hoye ragel b'shoz, if he was accustomed to eat in the third hour of the day, machil moisei b'arba, we give him to eat on the fourth hour. The number of hours should be gradually increased, and this is in accordance with the child's physical strength. The child was 11 years old. If it was a boy or if it was a girl, they should, on the authority of the scribes, fast the whole day of Yom Kippur. Kedei l'chanchei b'mitzvah, in order to train him to observe the commandments. Halacha Yidal, the 11th halacha. Bashtei mesa yoyim v'yei mechot. A girl, 12 years old, and one day. Ubein, shlosh eser shana v'yei mechot. And a boy, 13 years old, and one day. Shehiviu shtei sarai. Who have grown 2 cubic hairs. Harehim kigdolim v'chol ha-mitzvah u'mashlimim min ha-tayah. They are regarded as fully adult as far as fulfilling all the commandments of the Torah. If, however, they have not yet grown 2 pubic hairs, they are still considered minors and are only required to complete the fast on the authority of the sages. The child under 9 years old, we do not make him fast at all on Yom Kippur in order not to endanger his health.